Welcome to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. Good morning, good evening, and good night. I am yours truly, attorney Todd L. Levitt. Nikki, we're back.
We're back.
We're always back.
Yes, we are. We're always here.
I wish we were on, I'm just going to say it, 7 days a week.
Oh, please.
You think that's possible?
No, I don't.
Should we
think
talk
I
to Mike and Norm about 7 days a week? Hey, Mike, Norm, owners of the station.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe the listeners want to hear us 7 days a week.
1 hour block, 7 days a week.
Todd's Rock Block featuring Nikki Morissette, 7 days a week. Hey, if you're just tuning in for the first time.
What took you so long?
No, seriously.
Seriously.
Hey, I got word last week that Amish do have radios.
Really?
That's okay, yeah.
Well, that's good to hear.
Yeah, I mean, we always say.
So now we've got, what, five more?
Well, we always say, you know, we have, what, about 15 Amish and then 10 friends listening to the show.
Right.
I said that to someone last week, and I said, by the way, Amish do have radios.
Well,
they could be solar.
Good to know.
I have a solar-powered radio.
You do?
So it's possible.
There we go. Yes, it is.
It is possible. What a huge show today.
Yes, it's going to be a huge show.
No. This show is going to be the biggest show we've ever done to date.
Okay.
I mean, Representative Jeff Irwin, huge show.
Yes, that was.
Today, we have Dr. Robert Townsend coming on in the next couple segments, and he's running for the 97th District. For the House of Representatives in Michigan. So that's a huge guess.
Yes.
He also owns Denali Healthcare of Michigan.
Okay.
So we'll talk to the doctor here coming up in the next segment. But hey, big shout out.
Okay.
Big shout out to whenever I cut through these small towns, mm-hmm. I was on my way from Clare through Farwell, Wademan, on my way to Canadian Lakes.
Okay.
Stopped off at the Wademan gas station. There's only one gas station in Wademan, Michigan.
All right.
Great guy. Wally works there. Ashley's there, Candace is there, Faith. Great people at that gas station.
Okay.
Want to give them a big shout out.
All right.
Shameless plug right there.
There you go.
And then last week, I'm up in Harrison. And I after court, Judge Farrell, great guy, Scott Moore. I love everyone up in Clare County. I cannot brown nose enough. Is that fair to say? I'm just saying, why not?
You do it every week.
I can't help it. I stopped off at the Family Fair.
Okay.
Grocery store.
Yeah.
Have you been there?
Not that one, no.
Destiny, great cashier, and I'm in line, and there's a nice lady named Audrey.
Okay.
And she's reading one of the magazines on the rack.
All right.
And within a matter of minutes, we're having this huge discussion about soap operas.
Oh, great.
The only thing I know about soap operas was Luke and Laura from General Hospital, 1982.
Oh, there we go. That's as far as back. I remember, too.
I mean, Luke and Laura.
Yeah, that's the extent of it for me.
I mean, look, you know, soap operas, folks, they're not real.
No, not by a long shot.
But you want to know something? I still think the WWE is real. Don't tell me wrestling's not real. That is real. Macho Man Randy Savage, come on.
Yeah, when it was back with Dick the Bruiser, then I agree that maybe it was. Now it's just too fake.
No, Randy.
I used to watch it with my grandpa with Dick the Bruiser and Andre the Giant.
Randy Macho Man Savage was my favorite because he had Elizabeth, his assistant.
Yes.
So what can I say about that? Look, I have a complaint.
All right.
I cannot, this is really bothering me. In the last month, four times on four separate occasions, I have, while I was biking on my fat bike or in a motor vehicle at different parts of the state, I came across dogs that were loose, that the owners were nowhere to be found, either on these back roads, main roads, and I've stopped all four times. And had twice I couldn't catch the dogs. But one time I called 911.
Okay.
And I did find out that the owner was found, so the dogs are fine.
Okay.
The other times, I got some assistance, and we located the owners the other three times. But if you have dogs, I mean, come on, folks. How do you let your dogs run loose like that if you really care about your pets.
I know. I have a hard time taking mine for a walk after work because you've got all these people, these neighbors, let their dogs run loose, and then they chase us. And it's like, I'm running the other direction because I don't know what the two dogs are going to do.
And I got news for you. If someone gets bit by a dog, I take those phone calls. You're going to get sued and your homeowner's insurance is going to get jacked because unless you're a renter. But then you might be able to go, I'm not that kind of attorney, you might be able to go after the homeowner's insurance of the landlord right. who owns the property.
Yeah, I don't like having to walk my dog, though, and have to run the other direction and not complete my walk because of their dogs being loose.
I'm just upset that these beautiful animals that have collars, they obviously belong to somebody.
Right. Yeah.
That they're running loose. Now, when I say loose, I'm talking not even close to where they live.
So they're through the woods and miles away you know.
They're somewhere, and it just breaks my heart.
I know.
Because these dogs are scared.
Oh, well, yeah.
They want to be with their owner.
But they also could have been ones who got loose chasing a deer.
If you're a dog owner, then it's your responsibility if you care and love your pet. I have dogs that chase deer all the time. My dogs never run loose.
Well, if you have one of those underground fence things.
I'm just saying,
keep them in
look,
the yard. Keep an eye on your dog.
Yeah, and save turtles. I saved a turtle July 4th weekend.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to start a new cause. Do not run turtles over on the road. Like, what is that?
I know. I mean, it's not like you can't go around them.
You know what else upsets me today? This is a law show. I'm an attorney, okay. So I need to vent.
All right, go ahead.
And we talk about this nonstop. I'm exhausted about talking about minivans that tailgate me in the morning when I'm trying to go somewhere. It's always a minivan. And listen, I'm going to say it. Nine out of 10 times, it's a female. I'm just saying. Men in trucks do not tailgate men in trucks. They just don't do it. Do men tailgate? Yes. But I'm saying more often, and I'm not knocking women. I'm not a male chauvinist by no means. Would you agree?
I agree.
But what is it about women in minivans in the morning? I know they got to get the kids
rushing
to school.
Well, it's not even school right now. So what?
I'm just tired of being, and I'm not speeding.
I have a minivan and I don't tailgate because I don't want to get in an accident.
I'm just tired of being tailgated by minivans. And minivans always look like they're in an accident. I'm just saying.
That's true.
Hey, if you're just tuning in for the first time.
What took you so long?
And I'm attorney Todd L. Levitt out of Mount Pleasant, Michigan, but I do practice criminal defense all over the state of Michigan. And we have a huge show today. Tyler Webb, senior law clerk, is not going to be here today.
Nope, not today.
But we have some shout outs for Tyler later on in the show. But we have a huge show. Who's joining us in the next segment?
Dr. Robert Townsend. He's a Democrat for the 97th District.
Right. And look, we had Jeff Irwin on the show a couple weeks ago,
yeah.
who has been such an advocate for the people in regards to pushing legislation that, you know, gets marijuana legalized.
Right.
And all the issues that go along with it. And Dr. Bob is that same guy. Okay, he's that same guy.
Right.
So, you know, look, and in all fairness, whoever Dr. Bob's opponent is, we said it last week, he's invited to come on the show because it's a radio station. We're required to do that.
Right.
So they can call the station, call my office, and give them some airtime.
There we go.
Right. But there's a lot going on around the country in regards to, you know, medical marijuana legislation and all the issues that go along with it. So there's an article out there, and this is a great website, MJI News, Marijuana News. Hawaii medical marijuana dispensaries, get this, could pull in $38 million in their first year in operation.
Wow.
$38 million. And that's the people making that kind of money. And in the state of Michigan, you know, the elected officials are trying to block the people's initiative. We've talked about this week after week after week.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
I want to talk to Dr. Bob about that. He knows a lot about that, the lawsuit taking place and the people's initiative that we complain about each week that the governor signed to block that those petitions.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. So how's your weekend going?
It's going great.
What do you got? It's Sunday. What's going on today?
Like I do every Sunday, I go see both my grandkids.
Okay.
So I have lots of fun. They help wind down for the week and get ready for the following week. So
July 4th weekend was outstanding.
Oh, my gosh. It was a busy weekend.
I had the best sprinkler party I think I've ever had today.
Really?
Everybody's on their boats. They're up and down on the pontoons. The lakes are packed. And I'm on a big field with sprinklers. I'm not joking. I had a sprinkler party.
Yeah, we went. We were supposed to go look at sprinklers last week.
And after that, I took a shower at a local power wash.
Okay.
I'm just saying. I was dirty from the sprinklers, running through the sprinklers, getting dirt all over the place. I had to go to a power wash. I didn't want to drag all that dirt into my house.
No, you don't.
Because remember, I've got the lawn that's weeds. I had to mow the lawn, put sprinklers up. I mean, there was dirt everywhere, so I went to a power wash, took a bath.
Yeah, a friend of mine put up the Visqueen down and made this big, gigantic slip and slide.
Yeah, I'm waiting
That's good.
I miss slip and slides.
I love slip and slides.
I'm waiting for a third option at the grocery store. Would you like paper, plastic? I want tin foil, please. But they're always asking you, what would you like, paper or plastic?
They do?
Well, some places they do.
I don't know of any place that still does. I thought everybody was carrying plastic now.
No, Rick's. Great shopping center, Rick's in Mount Pleasant.
Okay.
Paper or plastic.
Really?
I love Rick's. Okay. It's right there on High Street and Mission right there.
I'll have to take a ride out there.
Yeah, it's a great place. Hey, when we come back from break, we're going to bring Dr. Robert Townsend on the show. He's running for the 97th District House of Representatives. Great guy also. Full disclosure, he's a sponsor of the show.
Yep.
So I got full disclosure. And, you know, I think it's fair to say that all the sponsors of the show are businesses and people that I support.
Yes, they are.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Nope, nothing at all.
So when we come back, we'll be joined by
Dr. Robert Townsend.
We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. If you're just tuning in for the first time, as Nikki always says, what took you so long? No idea. But look, I want to give an update. And people know this. They hear the commercials. They listen to the show. I'm a criminal defense attorney. I specialize in drug cases, alcohol-related cases. I've been getting a lot of calls in regards to individuals who are charged with operating under the influence of liquor while operating a watercraft on a lake. And here's the question. Will I lose my Michigan driving privileges if I'm convicted while operating a boat on the water? The answer is no. The Secretary of State will not take any action against your driving privileges if you're convicted of operating a watercraft while intoxicated or under a controlled substance. And if you're a CDL holder, obviously, since the Secretary of State is not taking action against you, it will not affect your CDL. Now, if you're just tuning in and you didn't hear the first part, if you're convicted of operating while visibly impaired or OWI straight up, yes, the CDL is going to be affected, but not when you're operating a watercraft. Folks, this is really interesting. You have a driving abstract. You also have a sub-abstract. So if you're an ORV, a boat, a snowmobile, and you get convicted of something, the Secretary of State is going to get notified and something will appear on your sub-abstract and there are operating sanctions that will occur against you. So I just want to make that clear to the listeners. So that's clarified for everybody out there. I get those calls all the time, and I do represent a lot of people, especially over this past weekend, unfortunately, who are charged with operating with a watercraft while intoxicated. Hey, without further ado, let's bring on Dr. Robert Townsend. Dr. Townsend, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you for having me, Todd.
And you are running for the 97th District, correct?
Yeah, that's right, Michigan House of Representatives.
What area does that encompass?
It goes basically from all gray over in Aranac County, all Aranac County, Gladwin, Clare, and goes out to the eastern half of Osceola County to Everett.
Okay, and I want to thank you for your service. You're a former U.S. Army commissioned officer.
Yes, I was an enlisted medic prior to that, so I've had the best of both worlds.
And you also are the owner of Denali Healthcare, correct?
Yes. We've run Denali Healthcare. What started as Denali Healthcare back in 2010, and we built that from one office up to a total of about 10 in 6 years.
Okay. And I know you're not a direct member of MI Legalized, but you have supported its cause.
Oh, yeah. Me and, 350,000 other Michigan residents signed the petitions, and I do definitely support MI Legalize.
Yeah, and we've talked for the last 3-4 weeks, and we've had attorneys on. We had House of Representative Jeff Irwin on out of Ann Arbor, Michigan, discussing the petition, the lawsuit that's currently taking place. And for an update, MI Legalized did file a lawsuit against the state of Michigan to the Michigan Court of Claims. We'll give the listeners updates as the lawsuit continues. And attorney Jeffrey Hank, he's a lawyer behind MI Legalized together with Matt Abel. He's the one that filed the lawsuit. So we'll keep everyone updated on that. Now, Dr. Bob, can you tell us a little bit about yourself? Where are you born and raised?
Well, I was actually born in Buffalo, New York. My dad was an engineer, so we moved a little bit. But my family's been here in Michigan since, the 1870s or so. Martin's of Beaver Island, Townsend's of Detroit, and Dorgan's down in southwest Michigan. Married a young lady I met at Michigan State by the name of Lori Herring. She's of the Herring and Cameron clan out in Clare and Gladwin County.
Okay. I'm originally from Metro Detroit, so you're saying those are big names in the Clare area?
Are they big names in the Clare area? Yeah. And I hear you can see parts of Michigan from Detroit.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. So when I say big names, I mean, you know, when I moved to Mid-Michigan, you know, what I thought was amazing was you still have, you know, 6-7 generations of family names that are still in the area. And in Metro Detroit, where Nikki and I are from, you know, everybody moves, everybody's gone. So, you know, I mean, I have a lot of relatives in Metro Detroit, but nobody stays in one spot. And it's really neat.
My wife, Lori, has about 400 first cousins in Clare, Gladwin, and Aranac County.
I did a DNA test through one of the DNA companies. I've got 4,000 third and fourth cousins. So I just want to tell all my third and fourth cousins out there, I love you, but don't call me collect. That's all I'm saying. And also, save the turtles. I always save turtles on the road. But Dr. Bob, people refer to you as Dr. Bob, correct?
Pretty much, yeah, all my life.
Okay.
Since I was about 8, actually.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's when I discovered I wanted to be a doctor. Was I about 8 years old?
That's outstanding. Well, why are you're running for the 97th District House of Representatives. Why did you decide to run?
Well, basically, I'm a pain and addiction specialist, and I'm also very interested in alternative medicine like medical marijuana. I was one of the first ones in the state to start doing certifications. I have this feeling that the folks up in Lansing are regulating this, and they have absolutely no idea what they're doing. It's pretty clear to me with some of the regulations that are coming out of Lansing that, you know, these guys here are people that are lawyers, and God, we've got enough lawyers up in Lansing. So I thought it might be handy to have somebody that actually knew something about pain and addiction and medical marijuana actually pushing the buttons instead of trying to educate those people that don't want to hear it to push the right buttons.
So if and when you get elected, what is one of the first things that you have on your agenda that you'd like to work on?
The first thing that I have on my agenda is to find out where my office is. And then I'm going to find out if I have a desk. If not, I'm going to move one in, and then I'm going to put my piece of the Berlin Wall on the corner of my desk to remind me of what I feel about barriers.
Okay.
And then I'm going to spend the rest of my term, the next 2 years, trying to figure out ways to knock down barriers.
Yeah. Well, you could serve for 3 terms, 3 2-year terms until you're termed out.
Don't count your chickens before they're hatched. I'm looking for the one.
Yeah. I announced last week that I thought maybe I'll run for the United States Senate someday, which, you know, I probably won't. But if I was a little bit younger, I might just do that. And I would not toe the party line. I mean, State Representative Jeff Irwin, who was on the show a couple weeks ago, I say that over and over. He's the type of elected official that I would want to, Jeff.
Jeff's a free thinker. I've known him for a number of years from my times testifying before the House Judiciary. He was on the House Judiciary. We were talking about telemedicine in medical marijuana. I was one of the people testifying for that. That was also back when we were doing the bona fide doctor-patient relationship bill. I think that was about 2012.
Yeah, he's a great guy, and he's termed out also.
Yeah, it's a great loss to the Michigan House. I'm hoping maybe I can bring some of that leadership back.
Yeah, well, we can only hope. But hey, if you're just tuning in, we're talking with Dr. Robert Townsend. He's running for the 97th District right here in Mid-Michigan. It encompasses what counties is it?
It's Aranac, Gladwin, Clare, and the eastern half of Osceola County.
Absolutely. So you specialize in, amongst other things, in pain management and addiction.
Yes.
Okay. So I get the clients all the time who are cardholders, rightfully so, which I think, first of all, I'm happy that we have, you know, the ability to become cardholders if you're a cardholder, and caregivers that, you know, support the patients. I just hope the state of Michigan gets on board with what the people want. I mean, let's, for instance, Hawaii, they say, and this is a report from the Marijuana News, it's a great source online, say Hawaii medical marijuana dispensaries could pull in $38 million in the first year of business. $38 million. I mean, the people want something, Dr. Bob. There is no way any elected official should stand in the way of the people. And unfortunately, ever since I was born, and I was born in the mid-60s, it doesn't matter who's in office, you know, the minority is always trying to control the majority of what the people want. That's just my opinion.
Well, I tend to agree with that. Now, if you look at the state of Michigan, for example, you know, in medical marijuana states, we're seeing a 25% decrease in overdose deaths from narcotics. In Michigan, we're seeing a 14% increase, and Michigan is a medical marijuana state. So why is this? One of the things that I'm thinking of is they're doing everything in their power to make this a non-medical marijuana state or act like one. It's ridiculous. In the four counties of the 97th district, I sat down and did a calculation in 2014 looking at the arrests for simple possession of marijuana. This is smoking a joint behind a barn, okay? This isn't distribution. This isn't bringing a semi into a school or anything like that. This is just getting caught with a marijuana joint. The cost to prosecute those cases and hire an attorney to defend them in 7411 simple cases, $1 million is being spent by the residents of the 97th District to defend themselves against those cases, about $550,000. And we calculated that out at $1,750 a case. $550,000 plus probably an equal amount to prosecute them. That's $1 million that could have been spent, and a gravel road costs $35,000 a mile to resurface.
Wow.
Next time you hit a pothole, remember that that pothole is not filled because the money to fill it was spent prosecuting your grandson smoking a joint behind the barn.
You know, it's unbelievable. I mean, the cost and what people go through is just, it's crazy.
There are so many things that we could be spending this money on that we could be sending our children to college instead of sending money to attorneys to defend them against these cases. And the loss of potential that you get from a charge like this, you can't join the military. You may be uninsurable. You may not be able to get student loans. There are so many life-altering things for something that, quite frankly, doesn't have a victim.
Well, here's something else that's disturbing. If you have a conviction for possession of marijuana on your criminal history. Okay, so for instance, you mentioned 7411. There's a statute in the state of Michigan, MCL 333.7411. Okay, so we call it 7411. So if you're a first-time offender and you're guilty, I'm just saying if you're guilty, and by the way, folks, just because you're being charged doesn't mean you're guilty. Just because the prosecutor is prosecuting you doesn't mean you're guilty. It's their job to prove you're guilty. And I can tell you as a defense attorney for 22 years that I have proven that the prosecutor was wrong more than a number of times and that my clients should never have been charged. So there are a lot of prosecutors around the state, around the country, who are too quick to file charges against people. And here's something else. In a lot of counties, and I'm not referring to mid-Michigan or anything specific. I'm just saying from my experience, and I will say I this is not my experience in mid-Michigan. It's not in Clare and Gratiot. I'm just referring to mostly when I practice in the big city out metro Detroit, I saw prosecutors in big cities who will file 8 separate counts against someone knowing that they can't justify 8 counts. But that person has to spend tens of thousands of dollars to hire the correct, proper legal representation to defend those charges. And that's just wrong, folks. But in the state of Michigan, if you do have a conviction for possession, you did not obtain 7411, which kept it off your record, and you get caught with a gram and you're charged with a second possession, that will be enhanced to a felony. So if you're caught with a gram, which is nothing, and you have a prior conviction for possession, Dr. Bob, the prosecutors, there's a law in the books that will now enhance that to a 2-year high misdemeanor, which is considered a felony through the Department of Corrections. It's absurd. So it's crazy.
So the job of a good legislator is not to find new and creative ways to give their constituents criminal records. It's to make their lives a little bit easier.
But you would think, and I complain about this on the show year after year with all the license sanctions, the random drug testing, with your loss of jobs, the ability to get to work, to support your children. There are so many conditions out there when you're convicted of certain misdemeanors and felonies that destroy your lives. And these laws are passed and signed by the House, the Senate, and the governor, and it hurts the people. As you just said, you would think your elected officials want to help the people, not hurt the people.
We need to remind them of that, and we need to send people to Lansing that actually feel that way.
Absolutely. Hey, when we come back from break, we're going to continue talking to Dr. Bob. My great producer, Nikki Morissette, is also on the soundboard over there. We'll be right back with more from the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. Welcome back to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. By the way, we come to you each and every Sunday morning from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. on WUPS. And if you're just tuning in and you miss any part of this show, you can catch it on iTunes, Podbean, or SoundCloud. We are podcasting and we're trending pretty high, so we appreciate the support. And I believe it's free. So iTunes, Podbean, and SoundCloud. Also, I want to give a huge shout out to one of my favorite people in the whole world, Clyde McCollum. Clyde McCollum is actually Tyler Webb, my senior law clerk's grandfather. So we wish Clyde the best of health. He's a great man and a great patriot. He served our country proud. He's a Marine and will always be a Marine, and he's a hero of mine. So, Clyde, I know you listen to the show. And, Mr. McCollum, we appreciate you and all your service and all the vets out there and the men and women currently serving. So thank you for your service. And if you're just tuning in, we're talking with Dr. Robert Townsend. He's running for the 97th District House of Representatives. And so, Dr. Townsend, during the break, we were talking about some of the issues that are very important to you and what you stand for. And you mentioned something that's dear to my heart in regards to protecting us bicyclists, motorcyclists, and other individuals. Can you touch on that?
Oh, yeah, sure. We've all seen those signs about injuring construction workers in construction zones. And it turns out that there's a law out there that says if you're doing a moving violation that would result in a civil citation, such as speeding, and you injure what they call a vulnerable person, you can be charged criminally for that injury. An example of that would be whacking a construction worker as you're speeding through a construction zone. There's some talk right now about adding bicyclists, motorized wheelchairs, and even pedestrians to the list of vulnerable persons to address some issues. And personally, I'd kind of like to add the idea of, I'd like to add mopeds and motorcycles because they don't do very well when they have accidents with cars. And the other thing that I'd really like to add would be Amish buggies. I think they're pretty vulnerable too, and they don't do well with an impact with a car either.
Yeah, I mean it breaks my heart when I hear any individual on a motorcycle or walking or a bicycle, such as the Kalamazoo victims. But these Amish buggies, these beautiful horses, these throwback buggies. I mean, they're obviously built in modern times, but it always takes me back to a time where sometimes I wish I was still alive. Like, you see the John Wayne movies. John Wayne was a hero of mine. I love John Wayne. I actually miss John Wayne. He was a great guy. Love those movies. But just,
I was going through your John Wayne book out in the waiting room.
See, I'm not just saying that.
Everybody likes the Duke, man.
Man, the Duke was just my hero. I just loved it. I used to be able to impersonate him. So the only can you do any impersonations? I got Howard Cosell. That's all I have left.
What about I love listening to him, though.
Oh, you do?
Oh, yeah.
Let me tell you, folks, this is Todd Levitt of the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. I'm joined by Dr. Robert Townsend running for the 90s. That's just bad.
That's Bill Murray, right?
No, that was Bill Murray. You know, I don't talk about sports much, and I'm not going to get into sports right now, but I'm a huge Golden State Warrior fan, and the fact that they just picked up Kevin Durant is just amazing. Okay, I don't want to bore the listeners with that, but that's just outstanding. I mean, it's not fair, but it's outstanding, and that's business. But, Dr. Townsend, Dr. Bob, you're running for the 97th District House of Representatives. You're also the owner of Denali Healthcare of Michigan with locations everywhere.
Yeah, that's right. We've got 10 offices throughout the state of Michigan. You know, I'd like to touch back on something that's kind of near to my heart, too, and apparently is quite near to yours. You seem to like turtles, don't you, Todd?
I love turtles. I love reptiles, and I always save the turtles.
Well, you got to save the turtles. We ran into a turtle when I was in medical school once that got run over by a car. It was still alive and had a broken shell. Actually, I got a hold of a buddy of mine that was a dentist, and we repaired that sucker's shell and fixed it.
That
let it loose.
That warms my heart right there.
That's just the type of person I am. I'm one of these folks that stop and help dogs on the side of the road that got hit by cars.
Yeah, that...
You know,
that's
just me.
Whenever I see a cat, you know, a cat that's lying on the side of the road...
Well, maybe not cats.
No, I've seen a few cats. It breaks my heart, though.
Oh, okay.
And
well,
I think
yeah.
because they're domesticated pets and we're so used to... I've had cats over the years, too. And there's nothing wrong with a cat. I don't think my dogs would appreciate the fact if I brought a kitten home right now. I think they would just tear that apart.
I've got two pit bulls at home, Gracie and Molly. I'll give a little shout out to them. And then we've got a couple of little kittens that my daughter got. So I was thinking about putting a YouTube video up of the, you know, the two ferocious pit bulls and the little kitten. That thing jumped on their faces and hung on like the alien. Those dogs are terrorized to that little critter. And
that's outstanding.
You know, it's a true insight into the reality of pit bulls.
Absolutely. I actually care for fish. I used to raise African cichlid fish when I was in college, and those tiger barbs and Oscars and
I had fantail
Picosimus and
I grew, yeah.
You know, albino frogs and all those types of different fish. And right now I got betta fishes in two separate tanks. And, you know, I care for those fish like they're a living creature. So why would I not?
Do they sit there and stare at each other menacingly?
Well, yeah, because they're both males. And if
you
can't put two male fighting fishes together. So, but
Did
when I was
fight?
In college, what's that?
Would they fight?
They would kill each other. Absolutely.
That's why they called them fighting fish.
You know,
right?
I want to give a big shout out to all my fraternity brothers. I was a SIGEP at Central. And the reason that I thought about my SIGEP brothers. Fish, Mott, Heat, Sponge, Patrico, all those guys, is because when I had a big fish tank in college and I had all my Oscars in there, I would always buy feeder fish for them because everybody got a kick out of that. And I had to feed the Oscars because they were, you know, the size of a gas can. But I didn't appreciate when people would get really intoxicated and thought it was funny to dump alcohol in my tank. So I just want to say I did not appreciate that, okay? I love my fraternity brothers, but that was just a little out of control. There you go.
Do that, does that mean they can't swim for 6 months?
No, it's just not a good thing to do. Fishing out. You don't want to upset the chemical environment of the fish. But hey, look, you're running for the 97th district. I'm really happy you're here. You remind me of Jeff Irwin out of Ann Arbor, Michigan, who was on the show a couple weeks ago. He's termed out, and you're running because you're going to represent the people. You're not going to toe the party line. Is that fair to say?
Although I'm running as a Democrat, I think most people describe me as an independent, and my first endorsement actually came from the three-term mayor of Cadillac, who's a Republican, Bill Barnett.
Oh, Bill Barnett?
Yeah,
he's
endorsed me. Yeah, he's a great guy, good attorney, great guy, and he's a staunch Republican. He described me as a free thinker and a Republican or a Democrat that he could work with.
Oh, I like that.
The other thing that's unique about me is that I am a strong supporter of the Second Amendment.
Ditto.
I am a CPL holder. I'm a long-distance target shooter, and I'm an active hunter and have been since I was 12.
And you served in the U.S. Army as a commissioned officer.
I was an enlisted medic as well.
Yeah. Speaking of that, big shout out to Jay Sporting Goods. I got a lot of help up there from Tim and Brian last week when I had some issues with cleaning one of my guns, and I took it up to them. And you know, Jay's the staff is outstanding, and they helped me clean something that I was having trouble. So I appreciate all the help from Jay Sporting Goods.
I bought my first deer rifle from Jay's. It was a 303 Enfield back when it was in the Blue Building out on Fifth.
Wow. You don't look that old. You're a young guy.
I'm 10 years older than you, dude.
Hey, I look good.
Kennedy was president when I was born.
I was born in the mid-60s, 65. Class of 83, Berkeley High School. Where'd you go to high school?
Goebbels High School, the Tigers. Goebbels, Michigan, just outside of Kalamazoo, where I grew up.
K-Zoo.
Yeah.
Fire up chips.
Then,
fire
of course,
up chips.
Then, of course, I went to Michigan State for college, and unfortunately, I wasn't in a fraternity. I was actually working for Lansing Mercy as a paramedic throughout my college.
So
I was out doing a few other things. I was out defibrillating people and starting IVs.
I was in this jock fraternity that eventually got kicked off campus at CMU in 99, and they banned SIGEPs for life, which... it's sort of ridiculous Central did. And if anyone from Central's listening, which I don't think anyone at CMU listens to the show, but if they are, allow the SIGEPs back on campus. There's so many fraternities that have been kicked off campus and allowed back on. Just bring my SIGEP brothers back on, okay?
That's I had a buddy of mine from ROTC Advanced Camp that was one from CMU. He was in ROTC and CMU. And I went out to a party at SIGEP back in 86.
Yeah, that's when you could have 30 keg parties and everybody left you alone. Nobody got hurt. But hey, you mentioned something about helping people when you're in college. I feel that EMS ambulance drivers and medics just are some of the most underpaid men and women in this country. They save lives every day. Who's the first person that arrives on the scene? Volunteer firefighters. Volunteer firefighters who are, you know, educated and schooled in medical issues. They're not medical doctors, but they assist and save lives, and they're so underpaid. And that's always been a pet peeve of mine. So when you go to Lansing, can you do something about that?
Well, I'd like to. The issue that you run into is there's different ears in EMS. You know, the paramedics came out with Johnny and Roy. I was in the Hill Street Blues ear. And now they're actually getting a lot more respect. But, you know, I like to see people get trained in that. I think that CPR ought to be something that's mandatory in high schools.
Yeah, I was a lifeguard. I know CPR.
I was too.
I mean, I'm saying, God forbid something happened to you here, I think I'd ask Nikki to come over and help out. I would teach her how to give you CPR. I mean, I'm just saying.
I haven't done it in a while. My shoulder's kind of bad, but, you know, in a pinch, it'll work.
Hey, we're talking with Dr. Robert Townsend. He's running for the 97th District. And, again, what does that encompass?
That's everything from Augrey over in Aranac County over to Everett in Osceola County, and also has Clare and Gladwin counties. And I got to had the privilege of marching in the Harrison 4th of July parade, went out to the fireworks both at Harrison and over in Beaverton, had a great time.
And you
met a lot of people.
And you do want the listeners to know that you're a strong supporter of Clare Gladwin CTE.
Well, yeah, Clare Gladwin CTE is vocational education. Not every student goes on to college, nor should they, nor do they want to. Many of my friends at my last reunion, which I'll hate to admit is my 35th reunion, many of them went on to become master plumbers and master electricians. Many had their own shops. They're all comfortably retired right now, and I'm still paying off student loans.
Wow.
And that's a great way of life for people to do. And the other thing, too, is that when you graduate from something like CTE, there are employers right here in Clare and Gladwin County that definitely want your skills. Then you'll become homeowners, raise a family, start paying taxes in our local towns. You're not going to have to move off to Milwaukee to get a job.
The Todd Levitt Law Show cannot agree with you more. We need more skilled young men and women who learn a skill. A good friend of mine, another fraternity brother, Pat Lamb, is the principal of the Traverse City Tech High School. And Pat just does an outstanding job up there in Traverse City with the different tech programs and, you know, these young men and women who may not go on to college, but they need to learn a trade. Who's gonna rebuild this country of ours? We need men and women.
These are our future union members.
Skills.
These are our future union members, our future tradesmen, the people that become our customers.
Absolutely. So, hey, I want to thank you so much for being a part of the show. And will you come back on?
Sure.
And before we say goodbye, is there anything else you want the listeners to know? I mean, there's so much about you. There's so much to know about you. You're definitely looking to go to Lansing and represent the people's interest, similar to, as I say, Jeff Irwin, who he was on the show. He's a great guy.
And a fellow Democrat.
Absolutely. And when should they go out and vote?
They need to go out and vote on August 2nd. The last day for registration was the 5th of July. So you can go to my website, roberttownsendfor97.com, and you can actually check there to see whether or not you are registered to vote. And I'd like to get you out there on the 2nd of August. Now, make sure you vote for the right Robert. There are two Roberts running. And I'm Robert Townsend, Dr. T.
Dr. T.
Dr. T. Think of me with a mohawk.
Well, Dr. Bob, you've helped out a lot of people in the community that I know personally, so I thank you for that. And I'm happy to have you on the show. And again, thank you for your service in the military and all you've done for individuals who have pain management and addiction issues. And I wish you best of luck in the 97th District primary taking place August.
August 2nd.
Robert T. Get the right Robert.
Robert T. Make sure you vote for the right Robert.
Thank you so much. And when we come back from break, we're going to finish strong. I got a ton of information to provide the listeners with, and Nikki will be back right after this break. Welcome back to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. One more segment, Nikki. Let's finish strong.
There we go.
What a great show.
It's been a really good show. Very informative. A
lot of information.
Yes.
Ton of information.
You're going to have to listen to this one over and over because I know that you're going to have to in case you miss something.
I always listen to our shows over and over on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Podbean. Can't say that enough.
That's because you miss my voice.
I do miss your voice. People always ask me about you, Nikki. What does she look like? Is she nice? Is she single? Is she married? And you know what I tell them? I don't tell them anything. I just say she's a great co-host. She's a great producer.
Thank you.
Yes, yes, ma'am. Thank yes, you. Ma'am. And Tyler, who's doing a great job on the show.
Yes,
Tyler Webb will be back on next week to add some of the segments.
Great. That's good.
We have some big shows coming up.
Yeah, it's a busy time.
Attorney Barton Morris Jr. is coming back on the show.
Okay, good.
That's going to be huge.
Yes.
A good buddy of mine, Dan Bain. Dan, when I first started the show, I don't know, how long have I been on? 4 years?
I think it's been about that,
my
yeah.
good buddy from Novi, Michigan, a Bain & Bain law firm, Big Danny Bain, big Irish guy. He calls me Todd McLevitt, so he gave me I'm like 5% Irish and Scottish.
Okay.
I proved that with my DNA test.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
So that's proven. Hey, so let's go back to July 4th.
Okay.
I met the coolest guy. His name is Bones. Like a bone. We had a doctor on the show. This guy I met, his name was Bones. Like Bones, like a bone.
Okay.
And his name is Patrick Bones Parker. And he's on the board of directors of something called Bikers Helping Bikers. During the July 4th weekend, I just grabbed the dog and just took off.
All right.
Went somewhere.
Okay.
Took Karen, grabbed the dog, and I was out of here.
Just disappeared.
Just went for hundreds and hundreds of miles, and I met a lot. I'm always supporting, you know, bikers and keeping them safe. And I met a guy named Bones, and he was with his lady. This is the coolest guy. And I believe he's from Missouri.
Okay.
I may be wrong, but he's from area code 314. He is part of, and I'm going to give out the website. You got to look this up, folks. BikersHelpingBikers.com. BikersHelpingBikers.com. And what Bones and his fellow members do is they raise money. And you know how bikers raise money. They give so much back. And I support all the bikers, all the clubs at any and whatever level.
Right.
Okay? And these bikers out in the heartland of the country, all the money they raise goes directly to the families and bikers, I believe, who need funding if they're injured and other medical expenses. And I think it only covers 100 miles, so they keep all the money that's raised in the community out there.
Oh, that is so wonderful.
Yeah, Bones, great dude, man. I had such a good conversation with him. I don't know. You know, if you just hit the road, just so many cool people out there who are also on the road.
Right.
Get out, folks.
Oh, you have to.
Come on, it's Sunday. Go somewhere.
That's right.
Where are you going today?
I'm going to see my daughter and play with my grandson outside.
I'm going to Rosebush.
You're going to Rosebush?
I love Rosebush.
It's like staying Rosebush. Remember that.
Yeah, there's only so much you can do in Rosebush. You can go to Bowman's, you can go to the gas station, or go to Roz's Diner.
Okay.
And there's some other businesses. Please support them. As I talked in the first segment, when I was cutting through Wademan on my way to Canadian Lakes to go to Antlers Restaurant out there, great restaurant. You want to know a great restaurant? Antlers Restaurant, Canadian Lakes. My fraternity brother, Jeff Bowman, it's his restaurant.
Oh, okay.
So big shout out to the Bowman family, another fraternity brother of mine, Sig Epp, out there.
There you go.
And Mike Morrissey, Kahuna. He's another one of my brothers out there. He helped rebuild Antlers. But in any event, stop off in Wademan and go see Terry Abbott, my buddy at Abbott's Furniture.
Okay.
Great guy. I love the Abbotts. Big shout out. Who do you want to give a shout out to?
Well, actually, last week I went out and stopped in Harrison because I've never been through Harrison before. And I stopped at a restaurant called Pudgy's. They had the best Caesar salad. It was so good.
Pudgy's. I want to give a big shout out to Pudgy's mom.
I love that little restaurant. It's so nice.
It's right next to Harrison Power Sports.
Yes, it is.
Okay, Sean, speaking of Harrison Power Sports, you got to get to Harrison Power Sports. I don't care where you're from. Look up Harrison Power Sports. They're right by the airport in Harrison, Michigan. They got some of the most amazing boats, ORV vehicles. They service everything. They're one of our sponsors.
Yes, they are.
But holy cow.
They've got a lot there.
Yeah, please support our sponsors. We appreciate yes. all of our new sponsors.
Yep.
But actually, I have to go. I have a big bike race coming up, big mountain bike race.
Oh, boy.
So I'm going to do some fat biking this afternoon.
There you go.
And get out and be healthy.
Yes, get out and do something. Don't sit on the couch.
No, and here's what I'm saying. It's not, you can stop smoking, you can stop drinking, you can get healthy, go on a brand diet, stop putting crap in your body, strong mind, strong attitude, positive karma. Get out there and be happy. Every day, here's how I live. Every day you need to wake up and have one thing to look forward to.
That's right.
Because days are stressful.
They are.
But if you have one thing to look forward to at the middle of the day, the end of the day, I don't care what it is, you need to be able to, when you go to bed at night, you need to go to bed with a smile. When you wake up, that smile needs to be there because you're looking forward to kicking you know what. You need to wake up kicking A and go to bed kicking A. That's
yes,
how I
you
live
do.
My day. I'm serious.
That's a great way to live.
I'm like
it
this
is.
All the time.
I know. You and those coffee beans.
I'm going to start putting a name tag on. So when I walk into a grocery store, it's going to say Todd. Because I want to be able to someone say, hey, Todd, welcome back to the store.
Yeah, because they all wearing name tags and you can introduce yourself to them.
I think I saw I think I saw years ago that somebody was actually coming up with that concept that they were going to say, hello, my name is. Not Eminem, hello, my name is, but
right?
An actual name tag.
Okay.
By the way, I love going places. I love going off the grid.
Right.
And try going off the grid sometime, folks. You don't need your cell phone. You don't need TV. You don't need all the political BS that's going on with the election. Just go off the grid.
Yeah, unplug yourself for a while.
And I just
everybody needs to do that.
I went rustic camping. I was up in Canada recently, up by Wawa.
Okay.
Way off the grid, my boys and I. And let me tell you something. When you're out there, all you're thinking about is being out there.
Right.
Staying dry.
Yes.
Staying hydrated.
Yes, definitely.
Making sure that, you know, you have a good place to put your tent on some flat ground, which never happens.
And then at the bottom of a hill.
Never at the bottom of a hill. And also, look out for widowmakers. If you're going to go camping for the first time, a widowmaker, look up at the trees you're camping under. Because if there's a storm and that tree has some dead branches, that branch could fall on
you're
you
right.
and cause death or serious injury. It's called widowmakers.
Not many people think about that. Yeah. I never thought about that.
My buddy Todd Wakely, one of my best friends out of up in Grayling, the Wakely family.
Yes.
Big shout out to Todd. Love you, Todd, and the whole family up there. You know, he used to always cut wood, and he used to tell me about that all the time. Todd, when you're going camping with the guys up in Canada, wherever you go, make sure you look up. So I always look up now.
No, I'm going to look up.
That's good advice.
It is great advice.
Save turtles and look up.
There you go.
That's outstanding. Hey, what a great show.
It was an awesome show.
So if you're just tuning in, you missed a great show. We had a Dr. Robert Townsend on the show. You can look up his platform at RobertTownsend497.com, and that's spelled out F-O-R, so Robert Townsend 497.com. The four is spelled out. And you can see his platform. He's doing great.
He is.
Yeah. He's also the owner of Denali Healthcare.
Correct. It was a great show.
Great show.
And if anybody wants to reach Robert Townsend for any of his services at Denali, they can call 989-339-4464.
Yep. And Nikki, I want you to have a healthy, happy Sunday. Go hug someone with consent.
With consent.
And permission.
That's right.
And what a great day.
It is.
Yep.
It's a beautiful day.
Looking forward to next Sunday.
Yes. It's going to be another big show.
Okay, Nikki. I'm not just a litigator. What am I?
You're an advocator.
Take us out.
The Todd L. Levitt Law Show is brought to you by Chad Melly Well Drilling in Rosebush, Clark Modular Homes, your most experienced and trusted builder in Mount Pleasant, Harrison Power Sports, Central Michigan's newest full-line Arctic Cat dealer, the Sour Apple Smoke Shop in Mount Pleasant, the best damn smoke shop around, Dr. Robert Townsend for 97th District. Send a doctor to the house. Safe Ride Associates. Check with Neil for all your communication needs, from intercom to CB to Bluetooth. And by Innovative Insulation Solutions. For those cold and hot days, make sure your insulation pays.